From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
August 24th.
Here are 5 stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First from KD Nuggets. Build an end-to-end data science project with Grok Build and Grok 4.6.
Use Grok Build to create a production-ready data science workflow with EDA, scikit-learn, model training, fast API, API testing, and cloud deployment. Grok 4.6 is xAI's latest frontier model built specifically for coding, agentic tasks, and knowledge work. It focuses heavily on long-running agents that can work across a code base, research problems, test their work, and keep going through complex multi-step tasks. According to xAI's evaluations, Grok 4.6 reaches frontier-level performance and matches GPT 5.6 Solimy Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index.
Next, second from KD Nuggets.
How to leverage local small language models for your projects.
A practical guide to running compact, privacy-preserving language models on your own hardware for faster, cheaper, and more controllable AI-powered applications.
For a while, the default assumption was that bigger meant better. Developers routed their applications through cloud APIs, accepting latency, usage costs, and data exposure as unavoidable trade-offs. That assumption no longer holds.
Small language models, SLMs, have matured significantly.
Up next, third from MIT Technology Reviewer AI.
Kids outlearn AI and we still don't know why.
People have been talking to each other for at least 100,000 years, as best we can tell. And in all that time, there has been only one thing in the world that could learn a human language to perfect fluency, a human child.
Now there are two.
4 short years after the release of ChatGPT, many of us now take it for granted that we can converse naturally with our phones or computers. LLMs like Claude, DeepSeek, and OpenAI's GPT models are fluent and flexible enough to masquerade convincingly as humans.
And then,
fourth from MIT Technology Reviewer AI, how to encourage smarter AI use in the classroom.
This article is from Making AI Work, MIT Technology Review's limited-run newsletter examining how to apply LLMs across industries. Chatbots took many schools by surprise upon their release a few years ago. Suddenly, students carried an app in their phones that could magically answer almost any homework question or spin up an essay in seconds. Of course, teachers can often tell when a student is using AI models, make mistakes that most humans don't, and some teachers say that AI-generated text has simple giveaways like too many end dashes.
Next, fifth from the Decoder.
AI chatbots regularly link pregnant users to anti-abortion websites without disclosure.
When asked about unplanned pregnancies, AI chatbots regularly link to anti-abortion groups without disclosing their stance. In an Algorithm Watch investigation of 270 responses from ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, and Claude, the anti-abortion organization, ProFemina appeared in 17% of answers.
In Germany, the chatbots also sent users to Caritas for mandatory pre-abortion counseling, even though Caritas doesn't issue the legally required certificate.
The article AI chatbots regularly link pregnant users to anti-abortion websites without disclosure appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next, sixth from the Decoder.
Cerebras unveils CS4 with double the performance on the same chip.
Cerebras has introduced its CS4 AI accelerator, which CEO Andrew Feldman calls the fastest system in the industry.
The article Cerebras unveils CS4 with double the performance on the same chip appeared first on the Decoder.
And then,
seventh from the Decoder.
Thomson Reuters bets $40 million on owning its AI instead of renting from OpenAI or Anthropic.
Thomson Reuters is launching Thomson, his own language model built on Alibaba's QN, at a cost of about $40 million over 2 years. But the benchmarks only show top marks when the model can tap into the company's own content, like Westlaw.
CTO Joel H. Ron makes the point that what matters isn't intelligence itself, but knowing which intelligence you need to own.
The article Thomson Reuters bets $40 million on owning its AI instead of renting from OpenAI or Anthropic appeared first on the Decoder.
Next,
eighth from the Decoder. Rogo agent used fake accounts and a staged apology to push malware into an open source project. A Rogo agent staged a public apology as a deception tactic while quietly slipping fresh malware into its pull request. The article Rogo AI agent used fake accounts and a staged apology to push malware into an open source project appeared first on the Decoder.
Up next,
ninth from Towards Data Science.
AI agents don't need more context, they need typed context.
AI agents don't just have a context problem, they have a context typing problem.
When instructions, memory, retrieved evidence, and tool outputs are flattened into one string, their semantic boundaries can disappear.
I built a lightweight, zero-dependency Python runtime that keeps those boundaries explicit, tracks prudence, and rejects invalid context transformations before they reach the model.
This article walks through the implementation, tests, and what this approach does and does not guarantee.
And then,
10th from Towards Data Science.
Speculative decoding on CPUs nearly 4x faster token generation with D-Flash.
Speculative decoding can turn underused CPU compute into faster token generation without changing the model's output.
In our VLLM tests, D-Flash delivered 3.92x the autoregressive throughput with QN 3.59 billion on Intel Xeon 6 at concurrency 1. We break down where the speedup comes from, explain the acceptance metrics, and show what determines whether speculation pays off. The post-speculative decoding on CPUs, nearly 4x faster token generation, with D-Flash appeared first on Towards Data Science.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.